It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Wednesday. Hump day.
Hump day.
Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. He shows up for the second Wednesday in a row. He's having trouble with his headset. Ed broke him the other day, I think. Can you go get him another set? No, I'm just kidding, Scooter. It is Wednesday, April 3rd. There's nothing to talk about in sports, so have a good day. Thanks for listening. Oh, we're not done? We can talk about tornadoes. It's the 50th anniversary, Tony, of the April 3rd, 1974, obviously, tornado. Do you remember where you were at 10 years old?
I was at track practice at Audubon School, across from St. Stephen Martyr. They sent us home, and within a half an hour, I was sitting in the kitchen doing my homework, and I said, Mom, that sounds like a train. She goes, oh, it's just a plane. I said, I don't think so. And she said, everybody in the basement went right over the top of our house, tore into Audubon School and St. Stephen Martyr.
Well, alert you all back in the day? I'm just curious.
Radio, the siren that you heard last night, by the way. If you were outside listening, you heard the siren last night. It was bad last night. I hope everybody out there is safe and uninjured and didn't have too much damage. There was Nick Lodolo got knocked down, the bobblehead. I guess that's a result of the tornado yesterday.
But, that was a result of Thornton's Donuts.
I'll pick him back up here. Oh, again, no donuts left here.
Do you want some? I got plenty left.
I'm good. But anyway, I was 10 years old. My mom was at work, so I was with my grandparents. And we had a cellar. We didn't have a basement like you rich people in the Audubon Park area. We had a cellar.
Do you think I didn't even have a cellar.
I'm not done. You said you went down the basement.
Your basement was basically a cellar.
We had a cellar. You had to go outside to access it, right? You had to go outside, open the double doors upwards, and go down the steps. And I'd never been in the thing. And I said, we're watching the coverage on television, and I'm 10. Hey, Pop, should we go down to the cellar? He goes, if the good Lord wants me, he's going to take me in my easy chair. And that was it. We watched it. I think a roof went flying down the street on Vine Street down there in Germantown next to Meyer's Bar and Grill. And I don't remember anything about my childhood, Tony. I remember that day. I remember what happened that day.
I can tell you everything because I lived close to the fairgrounds in St. Stephen. Really got hit hard. Didn't hit my house, though.
Yesterday reminded us of it a little bit. That was bad last night. It was bad in Prospect, Northeastern Jefferson County got hit. I think Newcastle had some damage. Hunting Creek area had some major damage. Scooter, you said it was really close to your house.
Yeah, it formed under 2 miles from my house to the east.
Yeah.
The same tornado that hit Prospect. It's funny because so they test our siren the first Saturday of every month at noon. And it only goes about 2, 3, 4 minutes, but it's right across the street from my house.
So it's
super loud. Yeah. Super loud. And then yesterday, storm was already past us, but they turned the dang thing on. And it goes for 7, 8, 9 minutes. I was about to lose my mind because the siren just kept going.
They're a little slow over there getting it firing it, huh?
Yeah. I was like, what is this? The storm is already past us.
Here it comes to the other people.
Here it came. Here it was. But again, hope everybody's okay. And it's kind of weird. One day before the 50th anniversary of the April 3rd tornado, it's sort of bizarre. M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 384-1450. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. As Tony shakes his Feel the Chill Thornton's Cup with his mineral water. 32 ounces and less, they are all still 89 cents. You can get a fountain drink, you can get a fizz freeze, delicious cold, and every bit worth every penny of the 94 cents with tax that you have to pay.
My next one's free because I got 9 out of 9.
Come on. That's just taking advantage of the man right there.
That's right.
And you can also sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards, receive a quarter. That's 25 cents for you people who don't know that, off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. And hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. Just before we went on the air, texter says, who is the most attractive guy at the station? So I quickly answered, Spears, no doubt.
I was going to agree, too.
I want everybody to know I said that. It wasn't Scooter. It wasn't Matt. It wasn't anybody else. It was me. Yeah, I love me some me. Scooter had a different slant, and I was not on his list of top three.
Only gave you my top two, John, so.
Well, I wasn't on that list.
You were not on the top two, correct.
We're not going to even tell anybody who your top two were because it's sort of uncomfortable that you think these dudes are attractive.
You can be a straight male and say other guys
yes,
are attractive.
Yes, you can, Scooter.
Tony's very pretty. I'm not going to say he's not.
Tony was number two on my list.
Tony, you were number two, and I was not number one, so I'm number one on my own list, and that's all that really matters. So you can hit me up with any other questions of the same nature or sports questions if you got those or comments, 502-414-1450. Big trade in the NFL this morning. I really didn't have much to talk about today, but this is a big one. Stephon Diggs, who's been in Buffalo for 4 years now, former Minnesota Viking, traded to the Houston Texans. Houston wants to be a player, it looks like, Tony, because they only had to give up a second-round draft pick to get Stephon Diggs. That offense is, I don't want to use the word loaded, but it's getting there.
Yeah, they were good, especially defensively last year.
If C.J. Stroud's the real deal, I think they think he is, and I have no reason to believe he's not. They're jumping into the pool here with the Chiefs and, you know, the Bills and everybody, you know, the Ravens and everybody else in the AFC.
Yeah, I forgot they got Joe Mixon, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Mixon.
Daniel Hunter.
Nico Collins was maybe – was he rookie of the year? Mm-mm. If not, he should have been.
I think Stroud was.
Probably all-rookie team. Yeah, he was probably all-rookie team, though. He was great. They got Dalton Schultz, the old Cowboys tight end. Had him last year.
Tank
Dell. He's really good. Tank Dell. He's a big play threat.
Love Tank
sure.
Dell.
And Joe Mixon, that's a sneaky good pick up there because we understand that running backs don't mean what they used to mean in the NFL, but Joe Mixon can play now.
Compare him to Singletary, who they had last year. Big improvement.
I think it's definitely a step up. And Stephon Diggs is a number one wide receiver. Now, the Bills, I don't know if he had issues with Josh Allen. I know they had argued on the sideline in previous years and, you know, he's one of those guys. He reminds me a little bit of Terrell Owens. Like, give me the ball. Throw me the daggone ball. Okay, you're part of a team here. And I think maybe Buffalo just kind of got tired of his histrionics. And maybe it's a situation where Josh Allen said, give me somebody else in here. We don't get along. We're not going to get along. He doesn't like anything I do. And it's time. And you got to listen. If your quarterback's Josh Allen and your ownership, you got to listen to him. Right?
Yeah, and Stephon Diggs is a big guy about Stephon Diggs. So
he loves him some Stephon.
He does, but he's good. You're right, John. And Texans have already spent more money than anybody in the
Bills
offseason.
Well, and it gets him closer to his brother. Keep that in mind, too. He's with Dallas.
You know how far Dallas and Houston are?
No, but it's closer than
it's like
Buffalo.
It's like Louisville to Chicago.
It's closer than Dallas and Buffalo.
Well, you got that going for you, Scoot.
Wow. I don't know where to go now after that. He brought the show to a screeching halt.
It's like saying that Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Yeah, L.A., San Francisco are a lot closer now.
Same state.
You know how big Texas is?
I don't think I can grasp how big
I drove from Louisville to Dallas this last May.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Did not take a stop in Florida.
I took a stop in North Little Rock, Arkansas. How about that? I drove from Louisville to Dallas, and I was only halfway to Houston. Think about that.
Wait, hold on. What?
I drove from Louisville to Dallas, and I was barely halfway. I was a little bit more than halfway to Houston. Houston, Dallas at the top of the state. Houston's at the bottom of the state. You know, the Texas-Oklahoma football game is always in the Cotton Bowl of Dallas. It's a neutral site because it is so close to Oklahoma. And Houston's down at the bottom.
Yeah, by the ocean.
You can't go any further south other than Galveston, which is an island city in Texas.
That's wild.
This is your geography lesson for the day.
I love it. I had my baseball lesson yesterday, which, by the way, you all gave me some baseball questions.
Oh, those were great.
After we got off the air yesterday. Yeah,
blew his mind, Tony. You blew his mind.
I quizzed everybody at the hotel yesterday.
Did anybody know
throwing
the glove question?
Nope. I asked them all. I was like, how well do you know your baseball rules? Oh, pretty good.
I'm going to throw this out to the audience, and we'll give the answer after the break. If there is a fly ball hit to the outfield and an outfielder throws his glove at the ball, and I guess it has to hit the ball?
Yes, hit the ball.
And it hits the ball. What is the ground rule? What's the call on the field? And we will have the answer after we take our first break. By the way, UofL-UK baseball postponed from last night. They'll play tonight in Kentucky Proud Park, Kentucky Cold Proud Park, 6:30 first pitch tonight in Lexington. They'll have a rematch in Louisville in a few weeks. But, Tony, Kentucky baseball. Man, they have been Nick Mangione was on the hot seat, I think, last year.
2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago, maybe last year a little bit too. But, man, they have come out swinging. They've won three road series already in the SEC, and they sit at the top of their half of the SEC. They're looking good, and Louisville has struggled here in the last couple of years, and they're struggling again this year.
Kentucky swept Ole Miss last weekend at Ole Miss. They swept Georgia to start the season, and they lost one to Missouri at Missouri. So they have they got somebody coming in this weekend. I know
it. Have they played a series at home yet? Was the Georgia series at home?
Yes.
Okay. Louisville lost 2 of 3 at Florida State. They lost the series against Wake Forest at home. I think they lost the NC State series as well. They haven't won a series yet. They've won some games, but they haven't won a series yet. I just got a text. UK U of L is postponed again.
I just looked at it
with
too.
No makeup date set.
Just
so
looked at it.
What for now?
If you were getting in your car to head to Lexington, I don't know. Maybe the fence blew down yesterday in Lexington. That storm was heading that way. Well, it was sort of going north, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're expecting some more rain in Lexington tonight.
If it's because of the cold, that's a soft layout.
I can't imagine.
They played
that
much colder weather than today. TJ just texted they canceled tonight's game hours ago. Way to do your homework.
That's optional on this show.
Wow.
He got a job.
He does. He's got a job. He's got a really good job, actually.
A good one that gets a listen all the time, huh?
Yeah.
And well, text. You know that takes
away.
He's
not retired like us, Tony.
You know, when you're texting at work, you're taking away
from what you should really be doing.
Productivity.
Think
you're costing the business money.
TJ, think about your customers. Think about your clients. What are you doing for them? Oh, I'm texting the Spears Show. That's not really helping them.
Maybe he's driving between jobs.
Well, yeah, he shouldn't be texting.
Is he texting while he's driving?
Ooh, that's a
Come
good point,
on now.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, have a little responsibility, TJ. Jeez Louise.
Man, that messes me up tonight. I was going to watch that.
Happy birthday, Eddie Murphy. Yeah, that is a segue right there. 63 years old today. Can you believe Eddie Murphy is 63? That just makes me feel old. Right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking he's only 63.
Well, that's because you're young. You don't remember Saturday Night Live Eddie Murphy because you're not old enough to remember Saturday Night Live Eddie Murphy doing Gumby and Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
How about that? Gumby with a mention 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row.
2 days in a row.
I have
Boy, a, your
I,
card.
My first Eddie Murphy was Dr. Doolittle Eddie Murphy.
Oh, you missed the real Eddie Murphy.
TJ
Delirious,
says.
Delirious, raw.
Hey, Tony, why don't you worry about your job of putting on a good product? How much are you getting paid for this, Tony? I wouldn't necessarily call this your job.
You know what? When you time zero by anything, it's what?
Always zero.
Texter says, show some kindness today. TJ might be on the way to labor and delivery right now.
It's true.
That's true. Good luck with that again. Young children. Boy, I wish I could have them again. Not.
Can't even remember them, John.
Eddie Murphy, best favorite Eddie Murphy movie. Mine's Beverly Hills Cop. It's not even close.
Coming to America.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. You know, everybody loves Coming to America, and I like Coming to America. I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't like Arsenio Hall. Maybe that's it. Eddie Murphy's great. Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd and Jamie Lee Curtis. Hello in that movie. Hello, Jamie Lee. That's great. Scooter, any of these you've seen? Shrek count?
Yeah, Shrek counts. Why wouldn't Shrek count?
Of course it counts, donkey. Have you seen Trading Places?
Come on, Trey.
I have not.
Have you seen Beverly Hills Cop?
Not that I remember. But I think I have seen Beverly Hills
I got
Hills
the one,
Cop.
My favorite. I just changed mine.
Okay.
No, 48 Hours.
48 Hours is great.
New sheriff in town.
Nick Nolte.
I thought you were going to go with Nutty Professor.
And his name is Reggie Hammond. Nutty Professor, The Clumps. No, no.
Nutty Professor was good.
Nutty Professor's funny. And like Daddy Daycare, it's more kid-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop, not kid-friendly. Not kid-friendly. But good movies, you know. So Eddie Murphy's 63 today. On that note, we'll take a break, come back. Apparently everybody watched Iowa-LSU. The new head basketball coach at USC, I've got a name. And the NIT was glorious last night. Hinkle Fieldhouse just never disappoints when I go up there. We'll take a break, talk about all that. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Scooter Dingus in the producer's chair. M&M Cartage hotline's open, 384-1450, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well. Hit me up on the text line, 502-414-1450.
How many days to Derby, John?
That's a great question. Today is April 3rd. 30. I would say 30-ish, 31.
Right on it, isn't it?
Should be right at 30.
Is it 30?
Think so.
What's is
it's
it on, all, the
it's on the
5th?
4th. Yeah.
On the 4th, I thought.
So yeah. 31 then.
Because heading out to Florida the next day.
Yes, we are.
31.
We are. Yeah, me and John will both be out there.
We got a Destin week there in between the Derby and the PGA Championship week.
We'll be well rested.
You got to get your rest.
You know, I was thinking about taking a vacation. Should I do it before Derby or after? Probably after, right?
Do it when we're doing it.
Do it when we're doing it. Do it right the week after Derby.
Not a bad idea.
That way, man. That's a one-week hangover from – I've seen you at Derby, Scooter.
I might need a week to recover.
You know, Scoot, if I'm out at the track, then I'm in Florida, and then at the PGA.
That's a good 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
I might have to get a detox after that.
You might need one anyway. I'm talking to Scooter, of course. Angel Reese will enter the draft. That just came out. She has decided to forego her last season of eligibility at LSU. Who wouldn't want to play another year for Kim?
Oh, no, she looks like so much fun.
She hasn't been happy.
Everybody watched Iowa-LSU. And the question now is, what does women's college basketball and the WNBA, what do they do to keep this momentum going? Because they've got momentum, right? They've got it. 12.3 million viewers. It got as high early in that game as 16 million. We're watching that game on, was it Monday night? Monday night. That is an unbelievable number. Only the NFL hits those numbers. Now, they've been hit, but consistently, only the NFL has numbers like that.
But what's going to happen when Caitlin Clark is not playing?
Juju Watkins.
Plays on the West Coast, John.
Paige Beckers is coming back to UConn.
But Paige Beckers is still not the name to people that don't know women's basketball.
No.
They know who Caitlin Clark is.
She's getting there, though.
Yeah. She is, but Caitlin Clark is taking injured, it to a might, different level.
If she hadn't gotten injured, she might be alongside Caitlin Clark right now.
Okay, when Curry first really got going shooting threes, didn't you love to turn the game on and watch?
At Davidson?
No, I'm talking about NBA. When him and Thompson, when they were at their best, I would turn games on as, the Warriors are on. I gotta
watch Steph.
Yeah, I really did. And I think the Caitlin Clark effect, it'll still be better than it was.
Yeah.
But it won't be like it is because how many people turned that game on to watch Caitlin Clark, not watch Iowa and LSU?
I think mostly Caitlin Clark. It was, remember, a rematch of a contentious game the year before. So I think people wanted to see these two teams go at each other.
People that follow sports.
Yeah.
People that don't follow the LSU and Iowa from the year before.
Let's turn around and watch this girl
Caitlin's
who's
playing.
On all the
commercials. All the little kids want to watch the game. Caitlin Clark.
All the little girls especially.
Yeah, and they didn't care about the LSU-Iowa game the year before.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, you're right. Only one of the five games in the NBA Finals last year, which were on ABC, got a higher rating. The World Series clinching game last year, your Texas Rangers, did 11.48 million.
And my Arizona Diamondbacks.
And your Arizona Diamondbacks.
Thank you.
11.48 million, which is just under a million fewer than watched this Iowa LSU game. 1983 title game, Tony. Southern Cal and Louisiana Tech. Cheryl Miller. I don't know if Lieberman was on that Louisiana Tech team. I think she might have been earlier than that.
I think she was earlier.
But Cheryl Miller was on USC. Kim Mulkey was on Louisiana Tech. 11.84 million. So almost 12.3. But that was 1983. USC won that game, by the way, 64-58. It is this past Monday's game is the most watched college basketball game, men's or women's, ever on ESPN. Ever. NC State Duke men on CBS this past Sunday did 15.1 million. So almost 3 million more than the women's game. But that was on CBS. UConn-USC women, the game after the big game, did 6.7 million, which is the second best ever on ESPN. So the momentum is there. The interest is there. The question is, how do you keep it? The answer number one would be for Iowa and the NIL people to convince Caitlin Clark to come back. She's already said she's not coming back, but convince her. You're going to make more money, and I think she can.
It doesn't
coming back for another year.
It doesn't have to revolve around Caitlin Clark, though. That's the
but
thing.
It does. Mean, to but Tony's does. Point, it is does, it does. Good.
I just don't think it does. I mean, you can ride there's all kinds of stars in college basketball. I mean, we've already touched on them. I mean, and there's going to be more come up.
But the normal fan,
doesn't know who Juju Watkins is.
They have no idea.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah, I do. They know who pays.
I agree. Yeah, you're right.
And they're going to.
But they got to figure out a way to harness this and keep it going forward. And that's a hard thing to do. When there are other sports to watch, that's a hard thing to do.
So next year, LSU picks up players. LSU goes to a national championship game, and they play Connecticut.
Yeah.
There will be a high viewing amount, but it won't be
12.3.
It won't be anything near that.
It won't be 12.3. And look, after Sunday. After, let's say, UConn and Iowa are in the championship game, and it'll be heavily watched, I believe, what happens early next women's college basketball? What happens to WNBA? Does anybody go, hey, now Caitlin Clark's going to play in the Olympics, so she's going to miss the beginning of the WNBA season.
And that will be a huge
That's big,
view.
Because if Caitlin Clark was going to play, hey, here's our opener, Caitlin Clark is in the Indiana
selling
Fever.
All the
Indiana
tickets,
Fever
man. Selling all the tickets.
Are playing whoever, L.A. Spark, whoever they're playing, and they promote the heck out of it, and people would watch it. How long does it last? That's the question. Yeah. Is the product, the entire WNBA product, good enough to keep people's attention? I think it's a really good product. These are the best women players in the world.
And it's going to draw more people into it. But
will it be significantly more?
Yeah, the normal guy that you hang out with that pulls for Louisville or Indiana or Kentucky, they know a little bit about it if they're not kind of into it, but they'll go play golf or go do something else instead of watching.
We need a WNBA team around here is what needs to happen.
Got the Indiana Fever right up
no,
the road.
In Louisville.
Well, we need – let's see, what else do we need? We need an NBA team.
Mm-hmm.
We need a WNBA team. Mm-hmm. We've got soccer.
Yep.
We've got women's soccer. We're not going to get NFL, and we're not going to get Major League Baseball.
Let's just mess around and get NHL.
NHL? Where are we going to put them?
Move Edmonton here.
We're going to redo the Yum Center so that
that'd be easy.
Yeah.
We can get some NHL games in there. Put the glass up.
Man, mm-hmm. I'd love to have NHL here.
It would be fun. Last year, for comparison, LSU-Iowa title game, which was on ABC, not ESPN, 9.9 million, which was really good.
It was really good.
But why did everybody want to watch that game? Angel Reese against Caitlin Clark. And Caitlin Clark.
Good against bad.
She's on. It's good versus evil, and I don't understand that.
I don't either. But
I think it's the Kim Mulkey thing more than anything. Mm-hmm. People are pulling against Kim Mulkey.
You can't help to keep looking at her and go, why am I looking at
her? She didn't help herself with that press conference before that article came out. It really didn't blaspheme her at all, but she certainly thought it was going to.
Well, the South Carolina fight.
Yeah.
You know, Dawn Staley comes out and goes, we don't play. She interviewed after the game and said, we don't act like this. This is not our program, how we do stuff. And then in press conference, Mulkey says, I wish they would have done that to Reese. We'll see what.
See what would have happened if they'd done that to Angel.
You don't say that.
All right. NC State, South Carolina is the first game on Friday night. What's the viewership for that game? Because South Carolina is the best team in the country, undefeated for the second year in a row.
There'll be a lot of people because of the second game.
But will there?
Yeah, people will turn it on because it's a late game afterwards, so they'll come in halfway through, watch the second half.
I don't know. I don't know if it's sustainable.
I don't either.
Because
I agree.
You know, moments happen in sports all the time, and you're like, oh, man, I got to see this. And it's great. And it maybe sometimes it lives up to the hype. This lived up to the hype. This Iowa-LSU game lived up to the buildup. But what comes after? And a lot of times, whether it lives up to it or not, it's like, okay. You know, Team USA women's soccer. People that never watch soccer game watch the World Cup. A couple of years, different, separate years.
I haven't watched.
They watched the USA play in the World Cup because, A, they were the best team. They thought they were going to win.
B, Scooter could bet on it.
Scooter could bet on it. C, there was a certain amount of international pride. You know, you're pulling for your country. I get that. The Olympics or World Cup, Ryder Cup, whatever it is, you're pulling for your country. And people watched, and it was great, and they won. And Brandi Chastain takes the shirt off and has the sports bra on, and the place is going nuts, and you're like, oh, man, women's soccer, this is great.
When was the next one you watched?
No, the next World Cup was the next one I watched. Scooter, how much women's soccer do you watch?
Just the World Cup.
There you go.
And I'll go to a racing game every now and then. But
I fear this is what's going to happen to college basketball on the women's side. This is what's going to happen. Now, ESPN's been great.
They've promoted it very well.
It's getting a lot more eyes on it than it ever had before. But is it going to get a significant number of eyes on it? That's the question.
That can't hurt.
It can't hurt. Did you watch the NIT last night?
No.
Cut the end of it.
So you didn't see me on TV?
Because you weren't.
On press row.
Even if I had watched, I wouldn't have saw you on TV because you were not there.
Big crowd for the first game. It kind of thinned out for the second one.
Yeah, Indiana State 100, Utah 90. Very entertaining game. Indiana State with your boy Larry Blurred, or whatever you want to call him. Milk Chamberlain, I heard today. That's pretty good, right? Milk Chamberlain.
Hate it.
I heard Larry Nerd and I heard Larry Blurred. Of course, Cream, as in cookies and cream, Cream Abdul-Jabbar is my favorite. He's good, and that's a good team that probably should have been in the tournament. Should have been in the tournament.
I've watched them a little, but they do a nice job.
I've come around to Scooter's way of thinking because I originally, you got to win that league to be in the tournament. They don't deserve to be. I've come around now, Scoots. I think you're right. They should have been in over a number of teams, really.
Yep. By the way, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is only a sophomore, so is there
– Portal.
Is there anyone as desirable as him as if he gets in the portal?
As far as better players, yes.
Better,
as far as
course.
Better story, probably not.
I mean, everybody will go after that kid if he hops in the portal.
But do you think he's going to translate to the Power Six? I mean, more athletic guys that are bigger?
I mean, why not?
Probably.
He's got the size. He's 6'10".
But he's not very quick.
Yeah, he's not quick.
He's got good moves down low, though.
He could be DJ Burns, huh?
He's Jokic. He's Jokic on a much smaller scale.
He doesn't look like he could play a lick.
I think he could play wherever he decided to go.
Yeah.
But he won't be as effective. He'll play and be good. Yeah. I mean,
What's his real name?
Robbie Avila.
Avila?
Avila.
26 points, 10 rebounds last night. He was 11 of 14 from the field.
So you don't even know his dang name.
Yeah, I don't know him as Cream.
Big dude with the glasses.
My Utah Utes got 28 out of Davon Smith. I remember him torching Bellarmine.
Sycamores put up a Hunsky.
You didn't bet on them to win the NIT?
Indiana State?
Utah.
Oh, Utah? No, I didn't.
After that BYU
beating kind of hurt me a little bit. Georgia loses. That game was not close from the get-go. Seton Hall 84, Georgia 67.
Shaheen.
Indiana State, Seton Hall, both were number one seeds in their bracket. They will play 7 o'clock Thursday ESPN, and Indiana State is a 3.5-point favorite over the Hall.
We're 69. We're number 69 in the country.
I thought he was saying we're number 69. We're.
By the
Mike
way.
Mike Weir.
You'll have to answer the baseball question.
Question is, if a fly ball or a line drive is hit and a fielder intentionally throws his glove and hits the ball, trying to stop it or whatever from going to the wall, what's the call? Scooter, nobody texted an answer, so nobody's listening, except for TJ, who just wants to yell at us. The answer is it's a triple. Now, if it's going over the fence and he knocks it down, it's a home run. But if it's staying in the field of play by the referee's judgment.
Going by you and you throw your glove and hit it.
Triple. Scooter was blown away yesterday. It's the only rule in the book where the result is three bases. And that's the only reason I know it's because it's the only rule in the book with that outcome.
I meant to read some of the baseball penalty rule book last night. Never got around to it.
There are more important things to do.
You were still reading the Bible, weren't you?
Oh, that's right. He was in, I think he's in Mark, the chapter 7.
Yeah, 3:16, John?
I think he's in Mark's Bible, Mark's gospel right now. Right? Texter says, Jimmy Ref texted and said triple, but he texted after we just said it. So I think he didn't know, and he goes, I'm going to act like I knew that one.
I think it counts.
You're going to give it to him?
I'm going to give it to him.
He's probably trying to punch it in real quick.
If anybody knows the answer besides me and Tony, it is Jimmy Ref. I will say that. Let's take another break. We'll come back, talk about some baseball, what happened last night. Look ahead to tonight's slate as well. And the new head coach at Southern Cal Basketball is going to be Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Final segment on this Wednesday.
Woo!
How many people you think on spring break are listening?
None.
Okay.
Would you be listening if you were on the beach in Sandestin?
I would be.
Drinking a cold one, I'd be listening.
For sure.
Yeah, that's music time for me.
I got all day, man.
My wife's got a book on tape. I got my Pandora going. I'm listening a little, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Little Dirk's Bentley.
I have to bring my big speaker down there.
Well, that's why I bring my headset, because I don't want to listen to your playlist.
That's fine. We don't want to talk to you either.
It's relaxing, though, isn't it? God, we go every year, and I didn't get to go last year. See, I'm 1 year behind.
Because he was in Dallas.
Because I had to drive to Dallas for my wife's family's wedding.
His wife, remember Scooter? His wife, when they left, even thought about turning and going left instead of right.
We got to Nashville, and she said, if we keep going straight, we'll go right to Destin. And I said, this is your call, not mine. I'm not getting blamed for missing your cousin's wedding. 384-1450, that's the M&M Cartage hotline, 384-1450 to join in the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450.
Jimmy Ref wants more minutiae questions.
More minutiae questions is what Jimmy Ref wants. All right. We'll see what we can do. I like the Eddie Murphy question or the triple in baseball question. All right, who's the
balk question?
You can hit him with the balk one, yeah. That was a good one.
Most people know that one. Scooter didn't know it, though.
I didn't know that one.
If a balk is called, Tony, how do I word this?
And the pitcher still makes the pitch.
And the guy swings and hits it out of the park, what's the call?
It's a home run.
What if he hits a ground ball to shortstop for a double play?
If it's a balk.
Yeah. You get the
batter
wins no matter what.
Right. You hit a gapper, you keep running, you get thrown out at third, and you're like, gosh, it was a balk. Why'd he swing at it? He's out at third. No.
Nope.
It goes back to the balk, and he goes back to the plate.
He goes back to the plate.
It's a no lose situation for the hitter. So the pitcher hears balk, he shouldn't throw the ball.
And when the hitter hears balk, Tony, they freeze. And yeah, they should
Should just swing.
Swing no matter what.
Yeah, it's not going to be a strike.
If you accidentally hit it off the end of the bat and it goes down the right field line, then you got yourself a nice little bloop double there.
I was watching the Reds last night, and there was a balk, and I was paying attention. I was like, what's going to happen here? And the pitcher never threw it.
Yep.
By the way, I teased it before the break. The new head coach at Southern Cal, of course, Andy Enfield.
It's going to be Spears on Sports, is former, what you said.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There was supposed to be a pause in there. Andy Enfield took his Florida Gulf Coast success, turned it into a nice job in Power 6, went to USC.
You know, he was there 11 years.
He's had moderate success. He's been to some tournaments.
Moderate.
He's got Bronny James.
Who entered the transfer portal.
Who may end up with Andy Enfield at SMU. One of the newest three members of the Atlantic Coast Conference. And by the way, SMU, I heard this today, they got a lot of NIL money. It's Dallas. It's a big city. They got NIL money to spend.
Yeah, they had a lot of money before NIL that they gave Craig James and Eric Dickerson. Yeah,
that was a long time ago, though, Tony.
The Pony Express.
Ron Meyer, the head coach. Remember him? But the new head coach at USC is going to be, it appears, they are in contract discussions with, he is number one on their radar, Eric Musselman of Arkansas, who did not have a very good year.
Ooh.
But he's been on a lot of radars. Usually.
Isn't there a lot of money at Arkansas?
Usually you have to have a really good year to be a top candidate, but apparently that's not the case for Musselman. He's been named in a lot of these jobs. Of course, he hadn't gotten any of them, but he's been named in a bunch of these jobs. Do you want to stay in the SEC at Arkansas, or do you want to go to the new and improved Big Ten with Southern Cal?
The key to taking that job is, do you want to live in Southern California?
I guess so. And I don't know. Does Eric Musselman seem like a Southern California guy?
No.
Not to me.
No. I mean, think of the travel that's associated with taking that job, and you're in the Big Ten.
We were talking about that at the break.
Where you don't have to do that at the SEC level.
Well, you got Texas, Oklahoma coming in.
Yeah, I mean, those
SEC. But yeah.
Arkansas is not far from there.
It's not like you're going coast to coast, true. Though. I mean, if you're the head coach of USC, you're going to have to play Rutgers, Maryland, Penn State. I mean, all those on the opposite coast.
Well, you're still going to play UCLA and Washington, yeah, and Oregon.
Okay.
Who are going to the Big Ten as well.
When those teams go to the West Coast, are they going to be late night games?
Guarantee it.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's not good for guys like
Scoot. I don't think they're going to start games at 4 in the afternoon in California. So 7 o'clock start time, 10 a.m. on the East Coast.
That's going to change broadcasting for a lot of fans.
The Big Ten's got Peacock lined up, though, Tony. They got the Peacock. All those late-night games will be on the Peacock.
But you can't record, so I'll have to take a nap every day to watch Indiana.
Actually, isn't Big Ten replacing SEC football on CBS in the afternoons
this
coming year?
Mm-hmm.
So those 3:30 starts on the Big Ten – will be 12:30 in California and Oregon and Washington.
You can't record Peacock?
I have not found a way to record.
I'm not sure you can.
They probably have on demand.
It's archived. You can go back and watch.
On demand.
You can go back and watch.
Oh, you can?
Games,
okay.
But you can't actually tape it like you would on a normal DVR recorder.
Well, what I do a lot with ESPN games, I just go to the app and watch on demand replay. So that's what they can do there.
Scooter says, Jimmy Ref says, that's a delayed dead ball. That's what they call the balk. It's a delayed dead ball. He's got way too much time on his hands.
I thought he's working, too.
Scooter Galloway and Bryce Hutchins, my buddies from Bellarmine, want to know who John and Tony have winning the Final Four and the championship. Are you coming in tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be here
tomorrow. You got to listen in tomorrow, then. We'll tell you tomorrow who's going to win it all. That's called a tease. All right, baseball last night.
I thought today was Thursday.
I know.
I'm not sure I'm okay with there being another Scooter, for what it's worth.
You're Scoot.
Well, I got news for you. He was Scooter before you were Scooter. Now, I knew you before I knew him, but he's been Scooter for a long, long time.
So
you've only been Scooter ever since the boys in the morning decided that you were going to be called Scooter Dingus, which I still don't know why you take as a compliment.
I love it.
Well, all love it now.
It's better than Justin.
Phil Rizzuto was Scooter before you.
That's right. Phil Rizzuto is like 106 years old. He was Scooter, right? Scoot Henderson tried to take your name.
Well, that's why I can't be Scoot. Tony said I'm Scoot. I don't want to be Scoot either because Scoot Henderson.
You're Scoots.
Scoots, I guess. Yeah. That sounds like a kid in
Sandlot.
Yeah. Right. I couldn't get it out.
Bryce Harper, 3 homers last night. Phillies beat the Reds 9-4. And the first one, I saw the first two. The first one was a bomb to dead center. Mm-hmm. The second one was a line drive that got out in about 1.2 seconds.
That was a frozen.
Unbelievable. Run. The fence is 10 feet tall. It probably got 13 feet high.
After De La Cruz tried to throw one out of his glove
another bad throw to first, what should have been an easy throw to first, threw a terrible one to allow a run.
He's had a rough start to the season.
He has had a rough start, especially defensively, and then I think he'll get better. Phillies Reds today, 4:05, Frankie Montas and Zach Wheeler.
Pitching.
Is that both aces? Is Montas the ace?
He is, yeah.
He's only got one start in a Reds uniform. Are we calling him the ace already?
He got the first start, so I'd imagine, yeah.
So that should be a good one. 4:05
and then Wheeler
on Valley, Ohio.
Wheeler being the ace over Aaron Nola is mind blowing to me.
Yeah, but Wheeler's so good.
He's good.
I mean, they're both good, but in my opinion, Nola's the ace.
The Reds are +150 today. By the way,
we got a 1 o'clock game today, don't we?
Oh, we got four 1 o'clock.
You got the defending world champions,
Texas and Tampa Bay.
And I never did answer the question about Duran. Yes, Miller was playing third base yesterday, But Josh Young, man.
And Duran replaced Josh Young.
Nobody. I mean, he's going to have to.
Somebody's got – you can't put nobody at third base. They'll get hits all day.
I was watching the pregame to that game. He had 3 hits in that game. I didn't even think about that before he got hit by that pitch.
Texter says, I have family in California. It is much easier to adapt going west to the time than coming back east. Advantage legacy Big Ten schools.
I agree with that, but I'm just talking about as a fan – man,
yeah.
But they're playing them late games, and you got to go to work the next day. Well, we don't, but.
Yeah, I remember when I used to, I vaguely remember when I had to go to work every day. By the way, 3 undefeated teams in Major League Baseball right now.
I looked at them today, so
isn't this
great?
Answer. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee in the National League Central, and Detroit in the American League Central. They got rained out in New York yesterday against the Mets.
How long does that last?
Isn't that crazy? Those 3 teams are your last one stand. Because you can bet who's the last team that's going to lose a game. What are the odds that Detroit had or Pittsburgh or Milwaukee? And your boy Pat Murphy's undefeated. Tell Middletown Mo.
That's why he said he bet on him.
Yankees suffered their first loss last night, and they did it in grand fashion. Arizona 7, New York goose egg.
Nestor Cortez
got shelled.
He got hit hard.
He got knocked around. The Yankees with Garrett Cole better. Now look, they're 5-1, right? They started out great, beat Houston, swept Houston, 3 games in Houston. That's a really good start. They've started on the road here. They're 5-1 on the road. That's all fine and good. If they don't get Garrett Cole back, he's projected back at the beginning of June. If they don't get him back, It could be a long season in the Bronx.
How good was Zach Gallen last night?
You know I'm a big Zach Gallen. Yeah. I've been on him for a couple of years. He, to me, he's Cy Young candidate, without question.
Oh, yeah. He hit some spots, and one time Soto just turned around and said, that was a heck of a pitch.
White Sox 3, Atlanta 2 last night. Now, they tried to give it away. First win of the year for the White Sox.
Our Atlanta friends probably not happy about that, but Rick Bozich,
congratulations. Kevin Wallace, not so much. If you're in Atlanta and you lose to the White Sox, they won't – look, I don't know how many times they play. I know it's an evenly balanced schedule now, so you probably play everybody, what, Tony, 6, 8, 9 times?
Probably.
They won't lose to Atlanta. I mean, they won't lose to the White Sox again. I watched most of that game because I had a betting interest in it, believe it or not.
That's, he won.
That sounds like an addicted gambler. Yeah, I had the White Sox last night. I did. It was butt luck.
You're not an addicted gambler.
They should
if
not,
you're winning.
They should, nobody winning goes to Gamblers Anonymous.
Nope.
Only guys that are owe their bookie way too much money go to Gamblers Anonymous. There's no way the White Sox. I will say this. I would be surprised if the White Sox beat the Braves one more time this season.
I bet they don't.
They maybe one, but that's it.
They probably won't play anymore.
No, they play. They play. It's now a balanced schedule. You don't play everybody in your division 18 times.
Yeah, I know that.
They evened that all out.
But the Reds only play the Yankees one series this year. So I'd imagine this is probably
one series home and home.
No. Yankees do not play in Cincinnati this year. Because I have a big
changeover in the inner.
One of my buddies is a big Yankees fan. We were looking into tickets. They only play in New York.
Well, I don't care if they play two more times or 10 more times. I would say the White Sox don't win another game against Atlanta. And they shouldn't have won last night. Atlanta had every opportunity to win that game. Milwaukee beat Minnesota 3-2, so the Brewers are now 4-0. Pittsburgh didn't play last night. They're undefeated. Detroit got rained out. They're undefeated. So, Tony, if I gave you Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, or Detroit, who is the last one standing with no losses? Milwaukee is hosting Minnesota today. Detroit is in New York, take on the hapless Mets, who are winless, and Pittsburgh at Washington today. Who's the last one standing of those three?
I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I'm going off the board. The obvious pick.
Keller's pitching today. He's one of their best.
Obvious pitch was against the Mets.
Yeah, the Mets have been, oh, man. I feel bad for Carlos, whatever his name is, the new manager.
See, but, don't even know his name.
Yeah, they just look disinterested. I've watched the Mets play. They look. Pete Alonso might have a terrible season. Just a terrible season.
Who's hitting behind him?
They moved McNeil down in the order to sixth. Alonso's hitting third. I'm not sure. Wow. It's not good.
By the way, White Sox and Braves do not play again this season.
This is it?
This is
three game set?
Yep.
Well, I would. Yeah, I'm all over the Braves the next 2 days.
I bet the White Sox don't beat them.
Dodgers beat San Francisco 5-4 last night. Mookie Betts hit his fifth home run in the first 8 games, Tony. Early MVP, question mark?
Mookie.
He's playing short, and he's not playing a great short, but he's getting a little better every day. He's putting a lot of work into it.
You're not that tall. Who are you to make fun of?
He's playing shortstop, Scooter, for you idiots.
But that's hard, John.
He's a natural outfielder.
And he came up as an infielder.
I know.
Up second baseman, shortstop.
He played in a long
time.
But
he played some last year, but that's a huge adjustment at that level.
I think he played some second base last year.
Played a little of both.
Did he? Okay. Tampa Bay beat Texas 5-2. I'm waiting for the boos.
Yeah.
You don't really hate Tampa
Bay. But you know what? If Jared Walsh doesn't drop a fly ball in the short right field, they don't get all those runs.
Sounds like a fan. Sounds like a disgruntled fan. Tony Burke will join me in studio tomorrow. We'll tell you who's going to win the national championship. I know the real Scooter wants to know.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.